Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me is Marnie Werner. She is the research manager at the Center for Rural Policy and Development. Our guest is John Munson. He is vice president of rural finance at AgStar here in Mankato, and also formerly the state director of Farm Service Agency of the USDA here in Minnesota. And we're talking about the Farm Bill, and Marnie, I think you had a question you wanted to ask.
Yeah, well, you know, the Farm Bill is such a big, overreaching, giant federal bill. Where do we, just common folk in rural Minnesota, actually see it enacted?
That's a good question. Really, the pencil meets the paper, as it were, or where the rubber meets the road, kind of. It really is in the FSA offices, primarily, the Farm Service Agency of USDA. Now, there are the nutrition programs is 74% of the total budget, but most of the implementation happens in a Farm Service Agency, which is only 12% of the bill. The reason for that is they're responsible for 80% of the implementation. That's where the real change in programs occurs. That's where really some of the more complex provisions of a Farm Bill are developed. And so they do 80% of that implementation. And then as well, the NRCS offices, Natural Resources Conservation Service, which is FSA's sister agency, they implement all the conservation programs. They too see a lot of changes going on, but they are in general more technical. And so they implement more of the technical aspects of the bill. So what we see in a Farm Service Agency office in general, on the whole, in terms of implementation, is a farmer coming in to sign up for a commodity program payment, either a loan, commodity loan, or a direct payment, or a countercyclical payment through the farm program. And there are some new programs as well that have been developed, like a permanent disaster provision and a revenue program, where they can come in and sign up. But basically, they just walk in the door, they fill out a form, and they have a little bit of guidance from staff in terms of how to fill them out, and that's it. And some of these forms are now available online. They're moving towards e-government. That's a new change, and I think that'll continue to really grow fairly rapidly as well.
So the Farm Service Agencies, and there are how many? I think you said earlier, before we took the airwaves, there's like 80 of them around the state?
There are 80 of them. There are about 500 full-time staff of FSA employees in Minnesota. And then NRCS has another 300-plus employees in the state of Minnesota, in, I believe, about 87 or 88 offices across Minnesota as well, most of them co-located. They are all federal employees. Okay. And then, of course, is the rural development offices. And, of course, they provide a lot of really key programs in rural Minnesota that would include, like, the guarantee programs for business and industry, the community facility programs. They have housing programs as well, multifamily and single-family housing. And they also have renewable energy programs. So they have a real big hand. In fact, I believe they put out somewhere near $1 billion a year in rural communities across Minnesota. It's been a very successful state agency here in attracting dollars to Minnesota, rural communities in Minnesota.
Thank you, John. You've been listening to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato.